It's interesting when you look at it, isn't it? The way computers have changed and how they are set to change even more in the future. You know, the birth of AI, which seems to have happened before. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, folks, but it's interesting when you see it depicted like that, isn't it? The destruction of our societies is really what it is. The destruction of Western societies, which is all, of course, been brought about by design, by the people with small hats, and they readily admit it.
You can't really argue that the Goyim are going to be annihilated. That's not really an option for all the Nevuahs, all the prophecies. And not only Goyim as individuals, you could say that we broke down their nationalities, and there are a whole bunch of Yechidim running around. No, as nations even. As Goyim, they're gone. Their personality, as they exist bifnei atzmom, as they would exist independently of Klal Yisrael, they don't exist. They're done. In modern terminology, they call it cultural genocide.
Yeah, it's just this ongoing thing that they've been doing for as long as history has been recorded, folks. This is why they were kicked out of so many places. As I've often said, I mean, they say themselves, they've been kicked out of every single place they've lived for the last 2,000 years, and there's a reason for that.
We are a people that has been kicked out of every place we've ever lived for 2,000 years. Every single place.
And you just got to look at the ongoing genocide of Gaza to see what that reason is and what these people are capable of. I mean, the bombs that are falling on Gaza now, it's insane, folks. They're bombing tent cities. They're bombing civilian residences. The bombs are falling so fast that the cameras cannot even refocus and capture the blasts because they are so frequent. Freaky stuff, folks. They bombed a school the other day, killed 130 children who were sheltering in the school. The bomb was so powerful that you can see the children's bodies flying up into the air above the explosion. And this is the sort of stuff that is being supported by our governments. This is the sort of stuff that Trump is supporting. Trump, the anti-war president, dropped a bomb on Yemen the other day. There was a family there celebrating Eid, which is the Muslim Christmas, basically, at the end of Ramadan. Trump says we eliminated terrorists who were planning an attack. But no, it wasn't terrorists planning an attack. It was a family, the extended family, celebrating Eid in a place where they thought there would be no bombs dropped. But of course, they were spotted from the air, and Trump bombed them because there was a bunch of people gathered in one place. Probably wiped out the entire family and every member of that family. Trump is a fuckhead. He is a total fuckhead. He is crashing the world economy deliberately for Israel, as we predicted he would. He's actually doing everything we predicted he was going to do, folks. And he's not making America great again. He's doing what he can to make Israel as powerful as possible. That's his whole agenda. Back here in Australia, as you can see, I'm still here. I don't know how long I'll be here for, but I'm here for the moment. It is good to be back, but it is a shame to see what has happened to this country. You know, election coming up. If you want to save Australia, folks, everyone's debating over who they should vote for in the election. Well, Peter Dutton is a Zionist fraud who will sell the country out completely. But Albanese isn't any better. At least he's not a Zionist. He's speaking out against what's happening in Palestine. But none of these people are honest. I mean, if you really want to help Australia, don't vote in the coming election, folks. Boycott the whole thing. That would be the best thing anybody could do for this country, is to refuse to support these criminals who are masquerading as politicians, because by even voting in the election, you're just supporting organized crime, because that's what government is, folks. Government is racketeering in its purest form, and it always has been. That's what governments do best, folks. They steal from people and they destroy their countries, as they're all mandated to do. It's happening all over the world. Benjamin Netanyahu recently went to Hungary. He's been welcomed into Hungary, even though Hungary is a member state of the European Union, and there is an arrest warrant out for Bibi Netanyahu in Europe. Should he ever enter Europe, Hungary's decided that they're not going to honour that, and they're just going to bring this war criminal into their country and welcome him. Absolutely disgraceful. But it's gotten so bad in Gaza. I mean, Rafah is virtually gone now. It was once a city, and now it is simply a landscape of rubble. And they do it deliberately, folks. They go in there, they bomb the shit out of the place, get everybody to leave, and then they go in and they just destroy the homes. Yeah, and you think about that. You know, if they were actually fighting terrorists, I mean, we've seen them blow up entire neighborhoods, just wire them, go in there, wire every house in a village and blow up an entire village in one explosion. If they were really fighting Hamas, if they were really fighting a war and fighting off terrorists, how would they have the ability to go in there and wire an entire village with explosives? How would they have the ability to go in with bulldozers and simply destroy homes the way they're doing if they were really fighting enemy combatants? The fact is that there's no resistance to their actions because there is no army in Gaza. This is not a war. This is a genocide. It's gotten so ridiculous that you can't even call it a genocide anymore. This is just wanton murder, wanton destruction. It's unbelievable what this parasitic rogue terrorist state is getting away with. And it is, folks. Israel is a terrorist state in every sense of the word, and this simply cannot be denied. Yeah, like I said on the last video, it makes me wonder why I even bother doing these videos. I mean, humanity is it's in such a state. I mean, is humanity even worth saving? Is it worth speaking out and trying to save people that are allowing this to happen? But I guess it's a good way to understand and judge your politicians, because if they're supporting what Israel is doing, I mean, let's face it, there's only two types of people who could possibly be still supporting Israel. Either you're a brain-dead, brainwashed moron, an utter fool, or you are a psychopath. And there's no middle ground on this. It's as simple as that, folks. And Trump, by his actions, has shown that he is a psychopath, as is pretty much every member of his new administration. These people are psychopaths. The president of Hungary has just revealed himself to be a psychopath. Anybody who is supporting what Israel is doing is a psychopath, folks, and there's no grey area on this. There just isn't. Hard to tell when you're down here. It's such a beautiful space, such a beautiful area. Kind of makes all the troubles of the world go away. But again, you cannot ignore what's going on. Of course, Israel is just partying out with all this, everything that's happening. So they blame Iran for all of it. Anybody who's speaking out against their genocide, anybody who's trying to fight back. And look, the Houthis in Yemen are pretty much the only country on earth who is fighting back against what Israel's doing. Egypt is saying now that they're not going to support Israel anymore, and they're amassing troops on their border to prevent any more Israeli incursions into the Sinai. Of course, Israel is saying this is an act of aggression. The fact that the army would be amassing troops in their own country, Israel is saying, is an act of aggression. Of course, they're doing the same thing. They're amassing troops in their own country on the borders of Lebanon and Syria and Egypt and everywhere, and they're destroying Gaza, threatening Lebanon, threatening Syria, threatening Egypt, actually bombing Lebanon, southern Lebanon, going in there 2 o'clock in the morning, dropping bombs on residential homes. No reason, no justification, pure terrorism. Yeah, they've even shut down the internet in Syria so no one can report about the atrocities that are happening there. All from the new president, who is an ISIS leader, who suddenly put on a suit and became the president. He's still a terrorist. He's still an ISIS leader. ISIS, again, is another organization completely controlled and founded and run by Israel. Israeli secret intelligence services. That's what ISIS is. And the world just watches. Like I said, folks, is there any point in trying to save humanity when humanity itself simply won't step up to the plate and call these people out for what they are? Now, you want to support the world? You want to support your country? Stop voting for these ridiculous criminals masquerading as politicians. Stop putting psychopaths in control of your life. That's how to save things, folks. Disconnect from the political system altogether and realize what it is. It's just a mechanism for control. It's a mechanism to destroy your country. Like I said, Trump is crashing the entire world economy with his tariffs. Tariffs are just hidden taxes. I don't know why anybody can't see this. They put a 25% tariff on something. They're just putting 25% tax on everything. That's what they're doing. And Trump's saying this is going to make America great again. It's such a joke. Such a joke. I mean, the American War of Independence began because the British government put a 5% tax on tea, which ended up in the Boston Tea Party and ended up them kicking the British out altogether, which they never could have done without the help of the French. But that's what created the American War of Independence, was a 5% tax on tea. And here you've got Trump putting a 25 to 50%, sometimes a 100% tariff on everything. And people are celebrating it as Liberty Day. It's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling how far the United States has fallen, how far the Western world has fallen. in the face of all this shit. It's just incredible, folks. Absolutely incredible. So, yeah. And that's why they did everything the way they did, of course, though, folks, you know. I had Biden come in, just act like a bumbling fool. They brought in all this LGBTQ stuff and all the stuff they've done to completely destroy Western values. And then Trump can come along and fix the obvious problems that were put there for him to fix. Now, they created massive amounts of chaos so Trump could bring in his order. Order out of chaos. And he's the Trump card. That's how they're doing it. This is stuff we predicted years ago, folks. And Trump is just marching roughshod across the entire world, destroying the economy, destroying all moral values, bringing in AI, which is what Doge is all about. It's just removing people from the equation and putting it all in control of AI, which again is stuff that we predicted he was going to do years ago. We've always said this is the way they're going to do it, and here they are doing it, and people are just cheering it on. It's mind-boggling, folks. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Stumbling across stones here. It's nice to be able to get out and do a video, though. I mean, I honestly don't know how many more I'm going to do, though, folks. I mean, honestly, it's getting crazy, but it is nice to be out here doing a video. The reason it's taken me so long to do one is because it's been raining for pretty much the entire month that I've been back. We had one fine day last weekend, but my son was visiting, so I didn't want to go out and do a video. I wanted to spend time with my son. But I've been here for almost a month. I've been here for about, I don't know, maybe 30 days. And it's rained the whole time that I've been here. We've had two sunny days. This is the second sunny day we've had in the entire 30 days that I've been back in Australia. It's been kind of depressing, honestly. You just get sick of the rain, folks. Completely and utterly sick of the rain. But hey, what do you do? So I thought I'd come and do a video for you while I have the chance to do it. It's been an interesting month, though. Lots of stuff's happened. They found those huge pillars and spiral stairways and chambers and stuff beneath the Great Pyramid, which was really interesting. Some of the depictions of them, they appear to go very, very deep underground. And it would appear that these pyramids are actually machines, which is interesting. You know, when you look at some of the stuff Jason Brashears has said about the pyramids, he said they are machines that can be used to stop what he calls the Phoenix event, which he has predicted is going to happen around about 2040 or something like that. Interesting, though, machines. And there's other structures around the place, like structures in India, that have been revealed as being machines as well. Petrified machines now. Thank you. Petrified machines, but machines nonetheless. Interesting that these sort of structures would exist. And of course, they're trying to wipe all of that out. That's another reason why they're wiping out the Middle East strikes, is because a lot of this stuff still exists around the Middle East. A lot of ancient cities, a lot of ancient structures. Well, they want to destroy Yemen. Yemen is one of the oldest civilizations on Earth. Some of the buildings in Yemen are incredibly picturesque. If you're a Bible person, Yemen is reported to be the land that Noah formed his civilization in after the Great Flood, which I find incredibly interesting. They'd be going out of their way to destroy that, along with everything else. But again, they've got to wipe out the Palestinian people, because the Palestinian people are one of the last independent people on Earth. You know, they say Israel occupies Palestine. Really, they're destroying Palestine because it's the only place that Israel doesn't occupy, or one of the only places that Israel doesn't occupy anyway. Israel seems to occupy the entire Western world, folks, and people have just kind of let it happen. But some of the reports that are coming out, you know, there was a report the other day, they're saying this terrorist leader, we eliminated his grandson, and they're celebrating it. They're talking about a two-year-old child that they bombed, and the Israelis are celebrating the death of this child. Unbelievably sick people, folks. Unbelievably sick people. There was another child, it was like a 5 or 6 year old boy that they kidnapped from his parents in West Bank, put him in jail, and simply starved him to death. Unbelievable. Sick, sick society.
The fun just monk.
There's another UN report that came out where they talk about the systemic rape of men, women and children who are incarcerated by Israel. A UN report. Not that I trust the UN, but I certainly trust the UN more than I trust anyone who's standing up for Israel. And it's good that these reports are coming out, because it's clearly revealing people's mindsets. Like I said, if you support what Israel is doing, you're a psychopath. Either that or you're a brain-dead moron. Brainwashed fool. And there's no middle ground, there's no grey area here, folks. Either you support genocide or you do not support genocide. Of course, they're saying these are gangs of jihadists that are protesting in Western countries. They're not jihadists. Standing against genocide does not make you a jihadist, it simply makes you a decent human being. And like I said, anybody who is standing against this and anybody who is supporting Israel is a psychopath, a terrorist of the worst kind, because Israel itself is a terrorist state, and there's no debating that fact. Look how beautiful this place is, folks. I must say that I've missed Australia. I have really missed being here. I miss the beauty of the place. I miss the people, but I certainly don't miss the government. I don't miss the expense of the place. It's incredibly expensive here now, folks. Everything has doubled or tripled in price while I've been away. I went and bought a couple of pies the other day. A couple of pies and I think a donut cost $16. Incredible. Like for two meat pies and a donut, $16. This was unheard of when I left. But that's what's happened to the country. All a predictable knock-on effect of the COVID scamdemic. All these businesses have closed down and all sorts of stuff, exactly as we predicted they would. That's something else Trump's been pushing as well, saying he's created so many jobs in the United States. New jobs, biggest creation of new jobs, biggest employment uptake in the last whatever. Because that's how they do it. They destroy all the economy. They destroy all the places, destroy all the jobs. And then when they start rehiring people, they say, look, I'm creating jobs. No, you destroyed the jobs with your Operation Warp Speed and all the crap that you did to support the scamdemic to begin with. Problem, reaction, solution, folks. That's how they do it. That's always how they do it. Yeah. By the way, I've also, since I got back, I've recently been locked out of WhatsApp as well. So if you're someone who has me on WhatsApp, I've been shut out of WhatsApp. So if you've been sending me messages that I'm not getting them, because when they took my phone, of course, WhatsApp updates itself now and then. And when they took my phone at the border, I'm not able to, what is it? You got to pair it with your phone and all that sort of crap. So I'm not able to do that. So I've had to open up a new WhatsApp account. I'm still waiting for a phone to arrive so I can access my bank account, because I still can't do that. It's just been nuts, folks. It's been really nuts. They've really made it difficult for me to settle in since I arrived, but of course I knew they would. You know, 3.5 hours in customs, still my cell phone, still my selfie stick. I mean, all the stuff they did, folks, it's incredible, really. But that's just what they do, isn't it? So I keep showing you the scenery here because it's just so nice. It really is. But yeah, the election's coming up here in Australia. They're urging you to vote for Peter Dutton. Peter Dutton is a 104 moron. He's like got an IQ of 104. You know, dumb as a doorpost, because he was an ex-cop. And the Australian police induction exams won't accept anybody. You won't get approved to be a police officer in Australia if you have an IQ of over 104, which is just above complete blockhead. And that's Dutton. He's an ex-cop, part of the 104 Club, who totally supports the genocide of Palestine. And so if you put this guy in place, he's just going to destroy the country. And as I've said so many times, folks, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. We're seeing this now. I mean, that's one of the reasons why they're live streaming this genocide, I think, because they're giving you the choice. You can either stand on the right side of history, or you can just ignore it and keep posting things to Instagram and OnlyFans and all the crap that they get you to do. Turn yourself into an online prostitute or whatever. And just ignore what's going on. And if you do ignore it, well, it's going to come for your country as well. It's going to come for your society, because that's what these people do. So they're kind of giving you the choice, folks, of what you want to support and what you're going to allow to happen in your name, because they're doing all of this in our name. I mean, when a government supports this place, I mean, even Hungary, when Hungary, the government of Hungary allows a war criminal like Benjamin Netanyahu to come and visit and actually welcomes him, they're actually betraying the entire country. And people will blame all the people of Hungary, but it's not the people of Hungary, it's the parasite you have masquerading as a president in Hungary that is doing this. Same as you have the parasites masquerading as politicians in office in America, which are allowing this to happen. Yeah, and America is openly funding genocide. Trump is openly funding genocide. Not only openly funding it, he's also supplying the weapons they need to continue it. You know, someone tried to block weapon shipments the other day, you know, voted against it. He got vilified by everybody as being anti-Semitic. It's not anti-Semitic to stand up against genocide, it's just human to stand up against genocide, folks. You know, and it's got to the point that in a matter of days or possibly even hours, Gaza will be erased. It won't even be there anymore. You know, Trump wants to turn it into Gaza Lago. But it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter if they kill every single Palestinian there. It will never be Israel. And the blood that has been spilled on that ground will always remain there as a testament to what these fake Jews have done. And they are completely fake Jews. They're all European. They're not even Middle Eastern, you know. Benjamin Malachowski is not Middle Eastern. He comes from Poland. I mean, all of them. Ben Gurion, the original president. His name was Ben Gurion. He wasn't a Middle Eastern person. He came from Europe. All these people come from Europe. They're not even real Jews, which was mentioned in Revelation, if you believe such things, when Jesus Christ said, those who say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And when you look at what they're doing and the joy in which they do it is incredible. I mean, you've got Israelis there, black Israelis. Of course, it's a nationality, isn't it? It's a race. Well, how come there's black ones and blue ones and green ones and white ones and whatever? A couple of black Israeli terrorists in there just trashing a home and dancing around a home that they've just expelled the family from because they enjoyed it. Yeah, this is the sort of mentality that we've got in this country. This is the mentality of the people. Sickest culture, folks. Sickest, sickest culture. Now, if you support Israel, this is what you are supporting. It's absolutely abhorrent. It really is. Something else I want to mention, something else that's happened in the last couple of weeks, is that there's a guy who was a pretty well-known activist. I think he came from Denmark. I met him when I was in Copenhagen. I actually interviewed him a couple of times as well. His name was Stephen Weibrow. And he has departed from this realm, folks. He committed suicide a few weeks ago, which is a very sad thing to hear. I like the guy. I mean, I like Stephen Weibrow. He started attacking me a few years ago, so I was going to have him on for an interview, but he was attacking me for not agreeing with him on some issue. He started vilifying me and attacking me, so I stopped the interview. I didn't worry about having him back on. But it's still very sad to see that he's taken the plunge and killed himself. He was a little bit unstable. I believe he was indulging in plant medicines a little bit too much and in the wrong way. Apparently he'd been taking a fair amount of ayahuasca and he'd been mixing it with datura. Datura will totally fuck you up, folks. If you are not a shaman and you're not being instructed by a shaman, and a shaman is not there with you during whatever ceremony you're doing, I would recommend nobody take datura. It's a very, very controlling sort of a medicine, and if you do not do it in the right way, it can really fuck with your mind. And I think that's what Steve Weibrow was doing. He was actually indulging in a fair bit of datura, mixing it with ayahuasca, which is really not what you want to do with datura. But anyway, it's just really sad to see that Stephen's gone. He was a nice guy. Despite any flaws he may have had, he was a great guy. He was a very staunch activist. He was very outspoken, very well-meaning. And it's sad to say that he won't be with us anymore. But yeah, been a pretty full-on month, folks. And like I said, I'm sorry it's taken me this long to bring you a video, but it's just not possible to do a walk and talk when it's been raining every single day since I arrived back here. Remarkable, really. But it just, well, that's the way it goes. That's Australia. Also, something else I want to mention as well is that there's a couple of people who make regular contributions, like $5 or $10 a month, and they've been making contributions directly into my Wise account. If you're watching this video, I don't have the emails for a lot of you people. Well, there's only a couple anyway, but I don't have your emails anymore. I've looked and I can't find them. But please be aware that my bank details have changed. My Wise Bank details have changed. They've opened up a new account, and so there's a new account number and all that sort of stuff. So if you're someone who's sending me $5 or $10 contributions once a month through Wise, please be aware that you need to go into your bank, and however you've got this set up to do these weekly or monthly contributions, like automatic, I would assume they are, the account details are changing, and soon that money that you donate is not going to get to me. Hopefully you'll get it back, but that account has changed. So you really need to go onto Stripe and use the email, or just use my email. If you've got a Wise account and you're donating to my Wise account through your Wise account, you need to actually use the email that I've got listed there on the website and do it through that, so that you actually get the right account, because pretty soon I'm not going to be able to get those contributions. I do love this place, folks. It is good to be back, you know. It really is good to be back in Australia. But like I said, it's difficult to even feel motivated to come and do these videos because so much is changing. Something else Trump's doing as well, he's bringing in the cashless control group. Now, while everyone's distracted with everything else he's doing, he's actually streamlining payments to make them more easy and moving to digital payments, which of course is the cashless control group we've been warning you about for so long. Trump is kind of doing this on the quiet while people aren't noticing. They think he's making America great again. Well, no, he's doing exactly the opposite. He's doing what he can to make Israel great. It's really hard not to just talk about Israel all the time, folks, because I'm appalled by what I'm seeing. I'm appalled by this genocide. I'm appalled by the murder of children, the constant murder of children. The way Israelis seem to celebrate this type of activity, it's just disgraceful, absolutely disgusting. And it's hard to move on to other topics in the face of all of this. It really is. People say I've been focusing on Gaza too much. Well, I don't know, folks. I don't think I've been focusing on it enough, because it really is horrendous what's happening. Now, while it's going on as well, I mean, Israel's cut all aid to Gaza. They've stopped all supplies of food going in there. They're not allowing even international aid agencies to send any food in. And the people of Gaza are facing starvation along with massive bombings. And like I showed you before, bodies simply being thrown hundreds of feet into the air. That's how intense the bombings are. It's disgraceful, folks. It's absolutely disgraceful. And bear in mind, again, that was a school that Israel bombed. It wasn't Hamas. It wasn't a terrorist enclave. It was a fucking school. That's what these people do, and they celebrate it. And like I said, only 3% of Israelis find this action to be immoral. The rest of them support it. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu's getting a lot of flack and all that sort of stuff, but people are giving him flack because he hasn't escalated the war and killed them all already. It's taken a year to do so. That's disgraceful, folks, when you think that's what people are up in arms about. That's why people are pissed off with him, because he hasn't genocided things quick enough. You know, and people are distracted by Trump's theatrics, and it is all theatrics, folks. The entire US political system is just theater for the masses, to keep you focused on other things while all of this control grid is being ushered in below the surface. He's even, like, with all the deportations and stuff he's doing, he's actually refusing to allow people into the country now if they've had a social media post which criticizes the president. So if you criticize genocide, you're not welcome in the United States. What does that tell you about the United States mentality, or the mentality of the United States government anyway, folks? I mean, there's still a lot of people in America who do support what Israel's doing because they're brainwashed Christians who've read a completely immoral version of the Bible that was written by King James, which was used to exalt the Jews and enslave the masses. And people don't like me criticizing the King James Bible, but fuck the King James Bible. Fuck King James and fuck his Bible and fuck all the mistranslations in it. Fuck the way he used it to exalt the Jews and enslave the masses, created the word goyim and all that sort of crap, put all that in there. I mean, it's the most perverse version of Christianity that was ever written. And that's what the whole Western world has been basically made to follow. That and the Scofield Bible, which is even worse. It's just a joke, folks. The whole thing is a joke. And it's such theatre, such theatrics that is being propagated just to, you know, enslave people. Religious enslavement takes many forms, folks. As I've said before, all religion is demented. Now, you do not need a religion to have a good and healthy and strong connection with God. Religion only gets in the way and removes you of your personal connection to the Creator, makes you believe you've got to do what they say in a book which was written by a demented freaking king. But anyway. So like I said on the last video report, I mean, is it even worth continuing to do these videos when the world has reached this state? AI takeover, which I predicted was going to happen in 2025, and that is going ahead in leaps and bounds, folks. Like, there is so much AI takeover of the world now that it's just incredible, and it's just going to get worse. And we can see all this happening, and it's all very, very predictable. The looks like it might even be threatening to rain again, folks. Wow, we got half a day without rain. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? It's just been rain. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable, folks. Also, people have been saying, Max, what's going on with your uploads? You've only uploaded a BitChute. There's been no uploads to Odyssey and no uploads to Rumble or anything like that. It's because I don't have the bandwidth, folks. I mean, it's been so bad where I live, the internet has been so bad where I'm staying, that I just don't have the bandwidth to upload to all of these websites. So I've been uploading to BitChute, and that's pretty well probably all you're going to get until I find someone with a better internet connection. Good morning. Until I find someone with a better internet connection, or until I leave Australia and go back to Mexico, which I don't think is going to be too long. I mean, I do love the place, but it's so expensive. I just don't think I'm going to stay here for very long. I just don't feel comfortable here. The government is so corrupt, and the people are so apathetic that I just can't see that I'll be staying here too much longer. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well.
That's good.
It's good to be back here.
Yeah.
I've been away for so long. Couple of people walking past, folks. Good to see. Little dogs, little Jack Russell. We got Jack Russells where I'm staying as well. Great little dogs. The people that I'm staying with have got four Jack Russells who are so cute, so friendly. They tend to bark a lot, but they're so beautiful. They're lovely. So yeah. So even after all this whole month of not really doing videos, I don't really have a lot to say. I mean, what can you say in the face of it all? I can report little snippets of news and stuff, but really, you know, the genocide's ongoing. Yeah, they discovered all these passages beneath the pyramids. You got to wonder whether that was just a distraction as well, to stop you focusing on other things, stop you looking at the genocide, stop you looking at Trump's cashless grid that he's ushering in and all the crap that's going on, all the tariffs he's putting on everything. And of course, all countries around the world are responding by putting tariffs on the United States. So basically, everybody is using it as an excuse to put a 25% tax on everything, because that's all a tariff is, folks, is it's an extra tax. Now, when companies are sending stuff to the United States, the 25% tariff doesn't affect them. It affects their sales in the United States. If there's a tariff there, well, people are not going to buy that if it's 25% more than what their local made product is. So it's done under the guise of improving the economy and bringing industry back to the country. I mean, they've just spent the last 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, making sure all the industry leaves the country. And now they're saying they want to bring it back again, and their way to do it is to put a 25% tax on everything. And it is the consumer who pays. And the money doesn't go to the other country. It doesn't go to the people who make the product. It goes to the government. It's just a hidden tax. That's all a tariff is. It's amazing that people can't see this. And like I said, I mean, they had a war of independence over a 5% tax on tea, and here's Trump putting a 25 to 50% or sometimes 100% tax on everything, and people are celebrating it as Liberation Day. It's freaking mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling, the stupidity that is so pervasive in the world today. Maybe it's because of the education system, maybe it's because of the TV, maybe it's because of the internet, maybe it's because of social media, who knows? But people have just lost the plot completely. It's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing to see. It really is. But yeah, I don't really have a lot to say in the face of all this, folks. I mean, so much theatre. You know, Trump going cashless, all this sort of crap. You know, you've got a power-mad ex-cop, Peter Dutton, being ushered in Australia. We had an earthquake in Myanmar, which was pretty phenomenal. 7.7 earthquake in Myanmar. Actually killed Miss Myanmar, the beauty queen. She died in the earthquake, which was very sad. I'm sure a lot of people died in the earthquake. But shocking stuff, folks. Shocking stuff. But that's the state of the world. I mean, what do you say in the face of all this? What can you really say? I mean, I can get out here and I can just talk about whatever. But ultimately, that's what's going on. We've got a flautist over here, which is nice to see. Someone sitting there playing a flute or a recorder by the creek, which is really nice. Doing a bit of meditation, playing his instrument. Good to see. Oh, he stopped. But anyway, all good. I feel kind of a bit strange walking past someone who's meditating, talking like this. So I'm just being a little quiet while I go past him. Beautiful area, huh, folks? This is actually in Currumbin Valley, where I am at the moment, which is a beautiful place. Really beautiful area of town. Well, it's not really town, it's out of town. But it's a beautiful area. It really is. But yeah, what can I really talk about with all this sort of stuff, folks? With all this going on, what is there left to say? I mean, I spent years trying to warn people this was happening and did everything I could to prevent the world from ever degrading to the point that it's now degraded to. And now that it's here, I mean, what do you do? What do you say? Go out there and talk about spiritual concepts while people are having their souls virtually ripped from their bodies, financially, emotionally, intellectually. It's incredible, folks. It's shocking. Well, one thing I want to say too is thank you to the guys from the Tesla Club for sending me a new machine. My machine got damaged when I was traveling over here to Australia from Mexico. It got damaged by the baggage handlers, I guess. Broken switch and a few things like that. And I told the Tesla people, and they literally sent me an entire new machine. which is incredible they would have done that. I'm going to send the old one back to them. But it's incredible that they would have done that. They didn't just send a new power supply or a new switch or instructions on how to rebuild it. They literally sent me an entire new machine. So thank you very much for that. I got here, I wasn't able to use it for the first month, of course, because it was broken. But I've been getting back into that. And that's good to see. I'm enjoying it. I've actually shared it with a couple of other people as well since I've been here, and let other people come and use it. I'm going to take it up to my sister's place and try it on her fibromyalgia probably sometime during next week. And that'll be good. But yeah, what do you do? I mean, what do you do in the face of all this stuff, folks? You know, should I come on here and talk about spiritual concepts, talk about Tartaria, talk about the past that we had, which was simply what the world was like before the last reset? You know, it's difficult to go and just want to do that sort of stuff and talk about that sort of stuff without feeling guilty that I'm ignoring the clear and present danger that humanity finds themselves in. Because we are. We are in a state of clear and present danger, and it's just compounding. And I'm expecting something big to happen before the end of the year. I mean, any day, any week, any month. Which is another reason why, in many ways, I feel like I should leave Australia again. Because I can't see these people standing up for themselves too much. I mean, there are pockets of resistance. There are pockets of people who are standing up and calling things out and doing the right thing. But there are so many people who are just ignoring it, just lost in their little bubbles, focused on these things that they think are important when they're not. Meanwhile, the genocide of Gaza is ongoing, and like I've said so many times, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. They're doing it through different methods. They're doing it through starvation, through loss of rights, through the advent of AI. People are having trouble pulling their cash out of their banks here in Australia as well. You know, the bank wants to know what you want your own money for. I mean, if you go into a bank and they want you to say what you need your own money for, I suggest you leave that bank. I suggest that you just go back the next day and say, well, I'd like to close my account, please. Or if they say that to you, say it to them at the time. Well, you're going to question me taking money out of my own account. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to close my account. I'll be here within, 3 days it's going to take you to get the cash together? In 3 days, I'll be coming here to pick up a suitcase full of cash, which is my cash. I'll be closing my account and I will take it to another bank. Or invest in gold or do whatever. I think you're probably best investing it all in gold, folks. Just getting a whole bunch of cash, going investing it in gold and silver and getting the physical gold and silver in your hand. Buy a safe, take it home, put it in a safe. And when you need money, just draw out a bar of gold or a bar of silver and go and cash it in and get the money that you need to spend for the day or whatever. That's a far better way to store your money than leaving it in a bank, because if it's in a bank, it's not going to be safe. And that's just the way things are, folks. These banks cannot be trusted. Just the fact that they're asking you to explain why you need your own money shows that they cannot be trusted. It kind of shows what the plan is as well. And don't shop anywhere that won't let you use cash. Anywhere that is demanding digital payments, don't shop there, folks. Boycott these stores. Like I said, boycott the election, boycott these stores. Always keep cash alive. If you're going to participate in the fiat system at all, then keep cash alive, folks, because once they remove cash, they've got you. Once they remove cash, they're going to get you for your social media posts or any opinion which is outside the government approved opinion is going to cause you to be penalized. That's what all the electric cars are for as well, so they can lock you down in your little 5 kilometer smart zone and not have you go outside that smart zone. If you do, your car will be disabled. You'll find that your card will also be disabled. If you try to spend cash outside your 5 kilometer zone, then it won't work. Your card won't work. If you complain about it, then of course you'll be down on social credit points and you may need to go off to a re-education center, which will be the fancy new word for prison, because that's what they're doing, folks. Soon they'll be phasing out police officers. It'll all be robots, robot dogs, robot everything. none of this is being done for your benefit, folks. It's being done to solidify the position of the psychopaths we have masquerading as politicians in Western countries. And again, you know, a rule of thumb. If your government or any politician or any person in any business anywhere is supporting the state of Israel, then you're dealing with a psychopath. That's the way to look at it. They're either a brain-dead fool or they're a psychopath. And do you want to do business with brain-dead fools and psychopaths? I mean, that's the decision you have to make, folks. Because there's no grey area in this. There's no middle ground in this. Anybody who supports what Israel is doing is either a fool or a psychopath. So in many ways, the Palestinian people have done us a favour by exposing all these morons and criminals to us and allowing us to make the decision about how we should react and how we should behave around these people and who we really want to do business with. Because that's what you're dealing with. So in many ways, it's a good rule of thumb. You can thank the Palestinians for that. But like I said, soon there won't be any Palestinians for you to thank. The rate they're bombing the Gaza Strip, within a matter of weeks or days or even hours, Palestine will be erased. Gaza will be erased. They're doing the same thing in the West Bank. And so it's all as a result of the October 7th attacks. No, folks, this is the way the people of Gaza were treated by the Israeli soldiers back in 1994. Yeah, so that's how things were in 1994, and they're saying that this genocide is a result of Hamas's actions on October the 7th. October the 7th, which was proven to be staged by Israel. Israel killed their own people on October the 7th. They caused the massive death count. It's doubtful Hamas were even involved when you look at it, folks. I showed you before all of the alleged Hamas body cam footage. Now, of course, Hamas just happened to go over the wall with high-definition body cams on so they could post their crimes on social media so that you could turn against them. No, it was all done by Israel. And Israel employed the Hannibal Directive. They killed their own people. They bombed their own homes. They don't care about Israelis. If they cared about hostages, they never would have bombed them. They never would have implemented the Hannibal Directive. None of this has been about hostages. This has all been about genocide. It's been about the takeover of Palestine.
If you have any doubts about Israel's concern for Jewish safety and the lives of Jews, which is their whole shtick, just look at the way they treat the hostages. They shot their own hostages. They killed their own on October 7th. They used the Hannibal Directive, and they shot their own hostages. You know, they were holding white flags, speaking Hebrew. And they bombed places that they knew hostages were in. And they, if they wanted to free hostages and save Jewish lives, they would negotiate. That's what you always do when you want to save the lives of hostages. You negotiate. You do a prisoner exchange. And we know that they know that because they've done it in the past. But they care more about killing Palestinians than saving Jews.
Yeah. And so the ceasefire has ended and the killing ensues.
And also, how dare they live stream a genocide? First of all, that's unforgivable in itself, right? But then on top of it, they're saying that they're doing it in the name of Jews, and they're weaponizing the attempted extermination of Jews to justify an attempted extermination of Palestinians. It's just disgusting. And I'm also kind of tired of people saying, well, you know, they're not doing exactly what the Nazis did, so it's okay. No, that's not the point of the Genocide Convention. The Genocide Convention wasn't, as long as you don't do exactly what the Nazis did, you're A-okay. And it's interesting, you know, a Jew developed the genocide definition, Lemkin. That's not the point of it, to say as long as you kill not quite as many people as Nazis, as long as you don't use gas chambers. I mean, when are people going to realize that Israel is a menace? It's a terrorist state. It really is a terrorist state. Now, to be fair, so is the United States. But I'd say their ratio of terrorism to non-terrorism in the case of Israel is greater than it is for the, in the case of the United States. And then they do, they live stream a genocide. They say it's in the name of Jews, and then also claim to be combating anti-Semitism. I mean, how? What's a better way to create anti-Semitism than to kill people, maim them, children, women, civilians, men too, who it's kind of messed up that men get kind of, their lives don't matter. All Palestinian lives matter, but it's pretty messed up to do that and then say that people are upset about it because they're anti-Semites, as opposed to being upset about it because they don't like to see kids literally shredded into pieces.
Netanyahu's now saying he's going to occupy Palestine. And this is the peace agreements as well. They offer ceasefire agreements and say, well, the Palestinians rejected another ceasefire agreement. The ceasefire agreement is that Hamas needs to lay down all their arms and get out of Gaza, and all the people of Gaza need to leave and give the land to Israel. That's their ceasefire agreements. Would you do that? Do you call that a reliable and a viable ceasefire agreement? It isn't. And like I said, now they're threatening Egypt, which I predicted they would do because it's all about the Greater Israel Project. They're still bombing Lebanon. They're still bombing Syria. I mean, for God's sake, the international community, if it's worth anything at all, needs to stand up and eradicate this freaking terrorist criminal state run by these freaking psychopaths masquerading as Jews and get these people out of the freaking equation. Now, Israel is destroying the entire world, and its hubris knows no bounds. They really think they've won. They really think they're going to be able to do it. They're going to be able to wipe out all Western civilization, because anybody who speaks out against Israeli atrocities is anti-Semitic. Imagine being so fucking evil that you've got to even create a word like that, that you've got to create laws to stop people from hating what you're doing, when it's just people that are sick of seeing children blown up and shredded. Yeah, Israel is a pariah, folks. And like I said, it's a good rule of thumb, a good way you can judge the worth of your politicians. Do they support Israeli war crimes? Because if they do, they're psychopaths. It's as simple as that, folks. So what do you do? What do I do in this situation? How do I come on and talk to people and try to put a positive slant on things and empower people in the face of this genocide? Do I just ignore it? I just talk about all these warm, fuzzy things that people want to hear? Or do I make them aware that the key to ending this situation is with your own self-empowerment, your own belief in yourself? Why are you doing what these politicians say? Disconnect from them completely. Don't pay their taxes. Don't vote for them. Don't have anything to do with these maggots, folks, because they don't support you. They don't care about you. They care about lining their own pockets. How are they all billionaires? How come every politician is a billionaire? How come you get someone who enters politics, they go into politics, they got $3 or $4 million in the bank, they get like $200,000 or $250,000 a year, and then after 3 or 4 years, suddenly they're worth multi-millions, like 20, 30 million they've got over that time when they've been in office. How does that happen on their wage? How do they manage to save that much money? They save that much money because of lobbyists, which is basically accepting bribes and accepting money to vote in certain directions and accepting money in order to support the Israeli genocide of the world. Because it isn't just Palestine, folks. They're doing it to our own countries through starvation, through mass immigration, through all the crap that they're doing. And they want you to blame the politicians. All the mass immigration is happening here in Australia. That's the big line of the opposition saying, well, the Labor Party has brought all these migrants in, the worst housing crisis in history. It's all been contrived. It wouldn't have mattered who was in. It doesn't matter whether it's Liberal or Labor or Democrats or Republicans or freaking Tories or whatever it is. It's all the same thing. It's a puppet show. You're voting for two different sides of the same coin, and the agenda always marches forward. It doesn't matter who you vote for. The bombs never stop. The taxes never stop. The genocide never stops. The immigration never stops. None of this stuff stops, folks. It's all contrived. Then you got people like Trump go in there and pretend that he's saving things when he's just fixing up all the chaos that was deliberately created for him to come in and clean up. And of course, the way he's got to clean it up is by bringing in all this digital reality and digital control of everything and the AI smart grid and biometrics on the borders and all sorts of the crap that people have spoken out against for years and years. And yet when it's Trump doing it, they all support it. It's freaking unreal, folks. And these demented Christians. Well, it says in the King James Bible that I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Fuck the King James Bible. Fuck the King. Fuck his book. You don't need any book to have a connection to the divine. The books are actually what gets in the way of that connection. About time people wake up to this. So yeah, what do I do in the face of this, folks? You know, it's difficult to just keep on coming on here and doing videos in the face of all this crap that is happening in the world and trying to put a positive slant on it. If people are not going to believe in themselves and stand up for what is right, I mean, it's really that simple, folks. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. Either you stand up for what is right and you believe in yourself and you understand that you don't need to take orders from psychopaths masquerading as politicians. What they're doing is wrong. Every one of these political entities has abdicated any privilege they ever had to govern because they are all supporting genocide and war crimes. And like I've said before, even if you don't agree that there's a genocide happening in Gaza, which there most absolutely definitely is, but even if you don't agree with that, the mere existence of Gaza Strip is collective punishment. This is a breach of Article 33 of the Fourth Geneva Convention, and it is a war crime. The fact that Gaza Strip even exists, the fact that they've gone and bombed an entire country like that under the pretext of fighting Hamas is collective punishment. It is a war crime. And if your politicians are supporting it, then your government is no longer valid. Doesn't matter what country you're in. Your government is no longer valid. They've abdicated any privilege they had to hold that office, and they're going to stay there and they're going to continue it until the people choose to call it out. Now, wouldn't it be great in this next upcoming Australian selection if nobody showed up, if nobody went to the polling booths because there is simply no candidates worth voting for? Oh, we can't do that. We'll get fined. Well, don't pay the fine. What are they going to do? Imprison the entire country? They can't. They'll have to change their tactics. They have to change the way they do things. Now, we hold all the cards, folks. The people hold all the cards. As I've said before, it is simply people's belief that the system is real that is the problem. That's the matrix itself. Your belief that this government has any legal right or authority to do what they're doing, even under their own law, like I've said to people many times, it's canon law, it's biblical law. Well, it says on page 2 of the Bible, God created man and gave man dominion over the earth. That's you, that's me. The government can't just use part of the Bible for their legal system. If they're going to use the Bible as the basis for their legal system, they have to use the whole lot. And the Bible basically says they're full of shit and the people have the power. It's just that the people are too timid and scared and afraid of ever exercising the power that they have, afraid of ever speaking out for fear that they may be judged wrongly or whatever. That is the cause of the whole problem. And we've been given every opportunity to fix this. I mean, this genocide in Gaza is giving you the opportunity to stand up and call it out for what it is and name your politicians for what they are, which is a criminal class. Government is populated by criminals, folks. It's criminal racketeering in its most purest form. No grey area here. And Gaza, what's going on there has proven to you that these are all psychopaths anyway. So why the hell are you doing anything they say? Honestly, folks. Honestly, it's sickening. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. I don't have a lot to say. As you can tell, I'm not in the best mood. We've had 30 days of rain. And 15, 16 months of genocide that is getting worse and worse by the day, to the point now that they've stopped all food. They're segregating Gaza. They're putting new corridors through Gaza. They're seizing the land and they are bombing the living shit out of these people. Bombing schools, bombing hospitals, bombing everything they can. Anything that moves, they are bombing. Taking little children and starving them to death. For God's sake, while Benjamin Netanyahu is in Europe, for God's sake, somebody fucking shoot this guy. For God's sake, do the world a favor and shoot this fucking parasite. Don't kill him. Shoot him in the throat. Turn him into a quadriplegic so he's got to spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair shitting into a diaper. He deserves something like that. Anyway, what do you say, folks? I mean, what can you say in the face of all this? How much worth is humanity? God, is humanity even worth saving if they're going to allow this to happen? But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. Again, an Acapulco will be happening again next February. I think it's going to be in Puerto Vallarta this time, not in Acapulco. If you want to get a ticket to that, I suggest you get in early. Get the early bird tickets. I think they are cheaper than the later tickets. Again, you can use my last name, Egan, I-G-A-N. Get yourself a 10% discount on that ticket. Anybody who's interested in a Tesla machine as well, again, you can use the coupon Egan, and you get yourself $500 off that. Like I said, I've been very skeptical of the Tesla machine. I think it's healthy to be skeptical of these things. But I have seen some miraculous results from some of the people that I've used it on. Like curing myocarditis and Bell's palsy and severe muscle trauma. Seen that lady in Mexico that cured up all her breathing problems. That other lady who had multiple sclerosis at an Acapulco who was suddenly walking 3 miles a day after her treatments on the Tesla machine. All this stuff is very compelling, folks. So as much as I am skeptical of anything, it's been really interesting to see these sorts of results. And if you're anywhere near the Gold Coast in Australia where I live and you would like to try the machine, just send me an email. If you're nearby, then you can come out and jump on it yourself and see how it feels. And so yeah, that's about all I have to say on that. Thank you again to all the people who send me so many kind emails. Thank you to anybody who's ever offered any support to the website. Again, if you're someone who's making direct contributions to my Wise account, please do be aware that the account details have changed. You need to go on to your Wise account and you need to use the email that's on my contribution page on the website and just donate via that email. And or you can write to me and I can give you the new account details if you'd like to continue direct deposits that way. I really appreciate those that have been doing so for so long. Also, thank you to all the people speaking out about all this shit, speaking out about what's going on in Gaza. You people are on the right side of history. This is such an important issue, folks, because if we allow this to continue, well, it's coming home to all of us, as we rightly deserve if we've ignored it. That's the thing. People might say, why me? Why are things getting so hard in my country? Well, it's because you've ignored what's going on for so long. You've allowed the government to get away with murder for so long, and now it's coming for you. And it already has been. You know, the food toxins, the spraying in the sky, the poisons in your food, everything that they've done. The education system designed to make people stupid and keep them stupid. I mean, all this has been done by design, folks. Slow kill. What do they say? Quiet weapons for silent wars, or silent weapons for quiet wars, one of them, in that book that came out, that document that came out years ago, which showed you what they're doing. The Protocols of Zion. I never really believed in the Protocols of Zion, and yet we see this happening to the world around us every day as the days go on. I've said for years that that's the only way you're ever going to bring down the United States is to destroy it from within. You're never going to be able to go to war with the United States. I mean, everybody's armed. They're not going to let you get away with that. So it's got to be done from within. And that's exactly what they've been doing, folks. They've been destroying the country from within for a very long time. And now it's culminating into the Trump regime. He's talking about running for a third term as well. He's saying there's loopholes in the Constitution where he can probably get a third term. And now he's talking about even running for a fourth term. He's a dictator, a would-be dictator, would-be king. So many reports coming out about how he flew to Epstein Island so many times and There's videos of him having sex with young girls. Wouldn't surprise me, folks. None of it would surprise me. They're all puppets. They're all actors. Trump is an actor. He's got a freaking star in the Hollywood Hall of Fame, on the Walk of Fame, for God's sake. He's got an IMDb profile of all the reality shows he's been in. That's all he's doing in the presidency. It's just a reality TV show. Elon Musk will be leaving soon. Apparently he was employed as a special government employee, which only lasts 130 days. So he'll be leaving soon. And they'll be able to say, well, it's because he chickened out because of all the attacks on Tesla and all the burning of Tesla vehicles and stuff. No, he's only got 130 day tenure anyway. And it's stupid to be attacking Tesla dealerships and burning Tesla cars. It's not going to achieve anything. It's just going to help the government bring in their police state a little bit more. So if you're someone out there that's indulging in that sort of crap, it's just a stupid pastime. It's probably Jews who are doing it anyway. Probably mostly Jews. I mean, most of this stuff is done by Jews, folks, because it supports their agenda. Jews invented terrorism. They even admit that they invented terrorism. Israel itself was founded on terrorism. The bombing of the King David Hotel, the MI5 Operation Embarrass, where they set up the Palestinians as being terrorists when they actually bombed their own ships. MI5 bombed the Israeli ships that were coming into Gaza in, what, 1938 or 1939? Maybe it was after that. Maybe it was 1948. But it was MI5 who bombed the Israeli ships and blamed it on the Palestinians, which was what led to the Palestinians being labelled as terrorists when they're not. They're a civilian population. This whole thing, the Palestinians voted for Hamas. No, they didn't. The average age in Gaza is 17. 75% of the population are 17 years old or younger. They didn't vote for Hamas. Hamas has been in control of Gaza since 2005. These kids weren't even born in 2005, so they didn't vote for anyone. They were simply born into a concentration camp. All they've ever known is bombs and terror attacks from Israel. They've just been born into concentration, and they've used them for weapons testing for the last 20 years. So Israel can sell all its weapons of destruction to people, all these psychopathic things that it creates, dime ammunition, and more efficient ways of murdering people, and say that these are battle-tested. Not battle-tested, they're tested on humans, but not in any battle, because Israel doesn't indulge in any battle. Israel only ever attacks civilians. When Israel actually goes in somewhere and has to deal with an army, like in Lebanon, they run away crying, because they're not used to having to deal with actual soldiers who fight back. They're only used to terrorizing civilians and raping women and children. There's even one post that I saw of a guy saying he joined the IDF because it was just like a free ticket to rape women and children. And so he joined, and yeah, of course I rape people because everyone else was doing it, and why wouldn't I? That's the fucking mentality of these people, folks. Parasites, subhuman fucking parasites they are. Israel should not exist. And if you want to save the world, then the world has to band together and send an international military into Israel to destroy the fucking place. Wipe these maggots out of existence and give the land back to the Palestinians. That would be a good thing. But anyway, I'll leave it there for now, folks. Like I said, a little bit of an angry report today. 30 days of rain hasn't helped. And in that time, just seeing the wanton and ongoing destruction of Gaza, which is just escalating beyond all human comprehension, has also got me a little mad. And seeing these brain-dead freaking Christians supporting this, it gets me a little mad. If you're supporting what Israel's doing in Gaza, guess what? You're not a fucking Christian. You're a liar. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to God. So why don't you just fuck off and die somewhere where you won't affect the rest of the world, because all you people are fucking demented. But anyway, I'll leave it there for now, folks, or I'll just get more and more angry. Yeah? You know, I want to come on and do empowering videos and help people and try to change the world. But after 17 years of screaming at a wall, I just don't know how effective any of it is and how effective any of it has been. I thank you to all the people who send me so many kind emails and tell me that it's effective and tell me that I've helped and tell me that I empower them. But I tell you, folks, looking at the state of the world, it's hard to find the confidence to even believe that to be true sometimes. It really is. I'm only human, folks, and there's only so much of this bullshit I can take. But anyway, I'll leave it there for now, folks. I'm just going to go on and on and on about this. So I'll leave it there for now. thank you for joining me on this report. I will try to bring you another one soon. Hopefully it'll be a little bit more positive, and hopefully it will be sooner than the gap that I've just had between the last two videos, because hopefully it won't rain for another 30 days straight. Maybe this sun will stick around for a little while. I wouldn't guarantee it, but it would be good. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report today. Please take very good care until we speak again. In Lakesh. Oh, and in case I didn't mention it before, fuck Israel. And if you are supporting what this rogue terrorist state is doing, you are a subhuman psychotic shit stain. Do the world a favor and fucking kill yourself.